Jody Burrish is with us here now on KFGO. Hello, Jody.
Hello, and I think we should just talk about the fair this afternoon. That could be my poll.
Well, we could do that. We've got time to work that in. So
good.
Isn't it kind of a late announce date for entertainment at the fair?
It's very late. Last year, I was looking at it, we announced back in January last year. So yeah, we are running far behind normal.
What's the skinny on that?
We're having difficulties getting some bands to come here. That's the problem. There's not a lot of them touring right now that we can afford.
And I understand, too, that a lot of the acts that we would have are hooking on with other acts to play their venues and such, but we'll get them. You've got a great lineup to announce. Now, the fair begins July 8th through the 13th, right?
Correct. It's Tuesday through Sunday, 6 days.
And the opening night is yet to be announced.
Yeah, we have an offer in right now on somebody for Tuesday night, but we haven't gotten a confirmation, so we can't announce that. But we do have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday booked, and we're still working on Sunday.
And Wednesday, July 9th, is?
Hairball. They are coming back, I believe, for their fifth year here.
God, those guys.
I love them.
They're like the house band.
Yeah.
They are. And, you know, I have people say, Hairball, we love them. It's like a reunion. And I said, that's exactly why we bring them back. The numbers of people that we continually have coming to Hairball says everybody loves them. So let's keep bringing them back.
And there's old people that go to that.
Yeah, they're my age or your age. So, yeah.
And then that cute little gal from, was she on American Idol?
Yes, and then she was also on the Dancing with the Stars last year, believe it was.
Kelly,
2013.
Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, she's going to be really good. You know, she's got the Red High Heels song, Best Days of Your Life. She's got a lot of hits out there.
It's called the Red High Heels song?
Yeah, she's got Red High Heels. I can't sing, so I would sing it for you. But
oh, go ahead.
You would never know what it was if
Come
I sang
on.
It.
Okay, here.
No.
I've got it right here. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kelly Pickler. Cuter than a pucker on a guppy at KFGO.
Baby, I got plans tonight you don't know nothing about.
What? Woo! Yeah. All right, that's her. So that's cool. I think she is just cool.
Oh, she's
all right,
beautiful.
Then who's next?
Friday night, July 11th, we have Billy Currington, and he's gonna just rock the house too. He's gonna be really good. I expect a big crowd for that one.
He's a country artist.
Yes, he is.
This is one called "Pretty Good at Drinking Beer." Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen up.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not me. Paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Pretty good at drinking beer.
That should be a good night.
All right, then who do we have?
Saturday, July 12th, we twisted it up a little bit. We've had a lot of requests for some heavy metal bands, so we booked in Five Finger Death Punch. And I have to admit, we are getting blasted on Facebook at how great we got that one booked in.
This is a big band I hadn't heard of until very recently. I understand that they're loud. Let's listen to this for a second here. I got my finger on the 7-second button, too, by the way.
I love these guys. I don't know who I love more, this group or Hairball.
Let's see. So Kelly Pickler and Five Finger Death Punch probably won't be sharing a lot of audience.
No, I would say that would be a different demographic for both of them, yes.
And then
is exactly what we want to do at the fair. Mix it up a little bit. Bring out some different people out here to see what we've got.
And a Sunday is yet to be announced. Now, what's the skinny going to be on entertainment and admission and all of that and rides for the fair?
Well, you know, we've got a pretty good set up here with our admission. It's $8 to get into the fair, and our grandstand shows are free. So you can come out to the fair. You can go. We also have free stage shows going from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. all day long. And we've got that for free. We've got the livestock shows. Basically, all you need to pay for is your carnival rides and your food and beverages and whatnot. But otherwise, gate admission is $8. You can't go wrong for that.
And that gets you into the grandstand entertainment?
Correct.
Did you say?
Not need a ticket for the grandstand shows.
Well,
so, you know, if you want to come in and say you're a country fan, but you've never heard of Five Finger Death Punch, you're going to come out on Saturday. You can go to the concert for a little bit. If you like them, stay. If you don't, walk out. You haven't really lost any dollars off of it.
Five Finger Death Punch.
I think it's going to be a big night.
I think when their name came up the other day, I was the only one in the room that didn't know who they were. Of course, I was certainly the oldest one there, but they are hot, folks, believe me. Well,
yep.
Thank you very much, Jody Baresh from the Red River Valley Fair. You guys do a great job. And
thank you.
We appreciate it. Let us know when you get that Monday and Sunday thing booked, too, okay?
Yeah, we'll get that booked here in the next 2 weeks is our goal.
All right, baby. See you later.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Bye, Sandy.